This is the story of Happy Birthday, Buddy Blue. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. Let's begin now. Rainbow Land is the home of Rainbow Bright, a lovable little girl who brings joy and happiness to everyone by giving color to the world. All she needs is a handful of magic star sprinkles. Now, today, Rainbow and all her friends are happily preparing a special secret, Buddy Blue's surprise birthday party. Buddy Blue was outside the Color Castle exercising with Patio Green.
Bend in, stretch, jump, 2, 3, 4, jump, 2, 3, 4. Come on, Patty, you have to warm up before we go jogging.
I'm getting tired already, and we haven't even started to run.
But Patty knew it was her job to keep Buddy busy until it was time for his surprise party. So she finished her warm-ups. Meanwhile, the Sprites and all the other color kids were busy getting ready for the party. The Sprites scrubbed the castle from bottom to top, while the color kids put up star decorations and balloons of every color. Indigo stood on tiptoe to hand some decorations to a sprite floating near the ceiling. Rainbow Bright saw Red Butler blowing up a big red balloon.
You better be careful. I don't think you should blow that balloon up much more.
Pop! It was too late. Nearly everyone laughed at the surprised look on Red Butler's face. But Lala Orange, who had a crush on him, ran and asked if he was all right. Red Butler blushed his brightest red and nodded.
Sure, I'm fine. Just get me another balloon.
By now, Buddy and Patty had started on their run around Rainbow Land. They jogged up to Red Region, down to Orange Meadows, through Yellow Plains, and straight into Green Grange. Patio Green was huffing and puffing.
I think it's time to rest.
And she plopped down in a bed of green clover. Buddy kept running and called over his shoulder.
I'll just take a quick spin around the blue zone. I'll be back to get you in 5 minutes.
While Patty caught her breath, she looked at the clover all around her. Then she got an idea. She began searching carefully through the clover patch.
Maybe if I look hard enough, I'll find a lucky four-leaf clover. That would make a wonderful birthday gift for Buddy.
On a gray and gloomy hill just outside Rainbow Land is a colorless place called the Pits, where Murky Dismal lives with his hairy helper, Lurky. Murky hates everything that brings happiness and cheer to others. So every day, he plots and plans, trying to think of ways to make everyone as miserable as he is. On this particular day, Murky Dismal rubbed his hands in glee as Lurky mixed a brew in a huge cauldron.
I'd say our doom potion is just about ready, but we won't know for sure until we test it. Why don't we go try it out on one of those disgustingly cheerful color kids?
Great idea.
Chuckled Lurky.
Lurky, you go rev up the grunge buggy while I pour the potion into a bottle.
When Lurky pulled up in the rattling buggy, Murky climbed in. Surrounded by a gray cloud of gloom, they headed into Rainbow Land, straight toward the blue zone where Buddy Blue was jogging. Meanwhile, Patio Green shouted with glee.
I did it! I found a four-leaf clover!
But then she began to worry.
Buddy has been gone a long time. I hope he's all right.
Just then, in the distance, she heard the rumble of the grunge buggy and Buddy Blue calling for help. Patty jumped to her feet.
Murky Dismal is after Buddy. I've got to get help.
When she raced into the castle, she had to shout to be heard over the noise of the color kids and the sprites.
Buddy Blue is in trouble. Murky Dismal is chasing him in his grunge buggy.
Rainbow Bright gasped.
Oh, no. We've got to help him.
and began calling her magical flying horse.
Starlight! Starlight, where are you? Come here, quickly!
Starlight had gone to look for flowers for the party. He was admiring his reflection in a pond when he heard Rainbow's call.
Starlight!
Instantly, he dashed back to the castle. In a flash, he was at Rainbow's side. She leaped onto his back.
Quick, Starlight! We've got to help Buddy Blue! He's in trouble!
Suddenly, Patty O'Green remembered her four-leaf clover. She handed it to Rainbow.
Here! You've got to find him quickly! Maybe this will bring you luck!
Together, Rainbow and Starlight flew away toward the Blue Zone. Before long, Rainbow spotted the grunge buggy.
Look, Starlight, Murky's closing in on Buddy Blue. We've got to stop him.
Starlight swooped close, and Rainbow scattered her magic color crystals. When they touched the gray cloud over the grunge buggy, a beautiful haze of color appeared. Murky yelled at Lurky.
Faster! Don't let that kid get away!
But Rainbow Star Sprinkles were working their magic on Lurky.
What's the rush, boss? It's such a beautiful view from here.
As the grunge buggy slowed down, Buddy Blue dashed ahead to where Starlight had landed. He jumped onto the magic horse's back.
Thanks for rescuing me, Rainbow. Now let's get out of here.
At the Color Castle, Patty O'Green was the first to see Rainbow, Starlight, and Buddy Blue returning.
Buddy is safe! I see them coming! Quick, hide! Everyone! We have to surprise him!
As Starlight landed, Buddy was puzzled.
Gee, it's awfully quiet.
When Buddy walked in, he couldn't believe his eyes. Everyone jumped out at once and shouted,
Happy birthday, Buddy!
The sprites came forward carrying a star-shaped birthday cake. Buddy smiled at all his friends.
Thank you, everyone!
Patty got the four-leaf clover back from Rainbow and handed it to Buddy.
I think this brought you some birthday luck today.
Then Rainbow Bright took out a handful of special star sprinkles. She tossed them at Buddy, and the air around him lit up with every color of the rainbow.
Happy birthday, Buddy Blue.
Buddy thought he'd burst with happiness. He knew he'd never have another birthday as exciting as this one.